Blog Talk Radio.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer, not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold, the greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, wallahi, I support the ball. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking, feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on 1.21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number comes. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with hope, that's a miracle. And I ain't lead the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we clone.
Let that bitch breathe.
The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic. A young prophet Muhammad. And I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration, the whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour libation, beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
1,000 kisses to the haters, cause they made me greater. 1,000 wishes from a million slaves to raise a savior. 1,000 visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be your boss, nigga. I paid the wager. Master both sides of the force. And plus I made my saber. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throw. Some black chicks say he up. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter can start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
Every Friday. Thanks for tuning in. What's up, everybody? We out here chilling. I want to say what's up to everybody out there tuning in live, talking, excuse me, looking in through the internet, whatever, however platform you're listening to. I can say what's up to you. What's going on, everybody out there? You know what I'm saying? Man, it always happens when before a show, get a little choked up. I'm a little choked up because ain't nothing shook about me up on this thing here, man. Easy work. But I'm going to see if that's going on in a second here. Clear up. But I ain't been doing that, and I ain't did a show in the last like 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? just because I tell you what, I didn't feel like it. But we're back today, you know what I'm saying? We'll see if the homies is out there, you know what I'm saying? But after being gone for 2 weeks, a lot has happened. A lot of things is happening. First of all, the big thing that's happened was the Floyd Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight, the fight of the century, so-called fight of the century. Everybody's kind of up in arms. They didn't think what they got what they were supposed to get on there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the last 2 weeks that we missed to talk about the Mayweather fight, but I just more important stuff right now that I definitely need to talk to because there's a lot of stuff that went down in my community. You know what I'm saying? It definitely affected one of my friends and a thing like we definitely going to have to talk about this so-called war on drugs right now because it's starting to get pathetic. When you're starting to ruin people's lives for small amount of drugs, there's something that needs to be said because I can tell you what something happened around my way, and I can't really blame the police because the police was doing nothing but their jobs. You know what I mean? But, like, the way, and this is how the media works, you know what I'm saying? They act like this war on drugs is really being effective, but they will never, ever say how the shit gets over here. It will never, ever say, like, how it is on record, how the CIA brought this stuff over here. And then they put people to have a problem or try to make a couple extra dollars because they set up some type of economic structure, you know what I mean? And these guys try to go out there and make a couple dollars and then parade them around like they're criminals. Because the ridiculousness that went around in my town, you know what I'm saying, people, it was, you know, it was a one-on-one. Like, basically, they won a gram of cocaine, you know, $100 worth of cocaine. So wherever you from, wherever $100 worth of cocaine would be. I mean, these people, they put these people on the front page cover, man. You would think that they was working for Pablo Escobar. They had them. They did a perp walk with them. You know, not the actual perp walk, but they got him when he's coming out of his house. Taking a shot of him, like, coming out, and that alone is going to, like, that alone right there is just some super fucked up shit that they set up, especially the media, because, of course, you're going to look like some type of guilty type of person if you come out the house. You're just in shock, so you just, your face is going to look some type of way, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to look like it's going to present you as if you're this fucking demon of a person. Because you would think, like I said, man, you would think these people, like, and as far as I understand it, the other two people, they have three people on camera, and I think other than two people were actually addicts, you know what I'm saying? So they put them up there, like, as if they were cracking down. But I understand because I live in a small town. So they have to make it seem like something goes down because they have to get that federal funding money. So they have to do these little raids, quote-unquote raids every now and then, you know, prop themselves up and make it seem like they're actually cracking down on something when you're actually fighting a losing battle. And this happens nationwide. They get low-level dealers because the only dealers they really, really get as far as the big time is the guys that fuck around and end up don't paying the government their cut. Like, you deal with, like, Noriega or somebody that said, fuck you, I'm not paying you, or Pablo that said, I'm not paying you anymore. And that's when they started going after him because they wasn't getting their cuts from the cartels. And so, but this war on drugs is definitely bogus. It's and I'm a guy that is definitely non-making marijuana legal. I think it should be decriminalized. I don't, you know, but but at the end of the day, that's just a joke, really. I think that really people should be allowed to do whatever they want to do as long as they're not hurting anyone. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's just a whole psychological thing, especially if you're a person that even subscribes to any type of religion because you were told you're given free will, but there's somebody that's not your God telling you you can't do something. So psychologically, people gonna want to do something they can't do anyway. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people want to learn the hard way. If you look at places like Amsterdam, nobody from Amsterdam really smokes weed. It's the tourist that comes over there that smokes it because it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's not. You're not gonna go to my fellas. You can't go up to a chick and say, "Hey, you want to smoke a blunt?" Because shit, it's legal over there. It ain't a big deal. What they do over here, they. I remember like they'll put it in your face and say, "Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't want to do it." And then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? You go ahead and try it out, and then you end up liking it, which they know you're going to do it. They put it in music. They put it in movies. And you know what I mean? And then that's the new programming. Boom. You know what I'm saying? And then turn around and make movies like Scarface and make movies like all this this stuff to get us all ratchet up and to do little things. And because there's still people I know today, you know what I'm saying, that'll watch Scarface just for to get some track in them, you know, just to feel that vibe, you know what I'm saying, feeling like they're going to go out there and make $1 million. But let me see if this who is, I think it is. I ain't got the intro music on. Is this you, Wes?
Yeah, it is. What up, homie?
Okay. That's gonna check in. Hey man, we're gonna play that later. I got that new record, the Pittsburgh Zoo, for you and the homie Crush Remington, man. The track is fire.
So you wanna chime in on this past 2 weeks?
You wanna chime in on this this drug war thingy? I mean basically
like you said, the shit ain't being made in America. And nothing gets across our borders without our government knowing it. Nothing. So obviously they're shipping the shit over here. They're putting it out there for people to sell and then snatching them up, making it look like they're doing something, when really they're being funded by it.
Now, I would like to call it the propaganda piece over the weekend in the Valley Daily News Dispatch of the three people they put on the front page of the of the papers in this so-called drug sweep.
I mean, I just think it's a tad funny that they propped that up to make it bigger than what it was.
We know that. We know they made it bigger than what we know that they made it actually. It's just that the people. Excuse me. Wow. That's live radio, folks. I'll be smoking that shit while you be doing this show. And I talk about weed, none of that old, that other shit. But, like, we know they propped it up. But you have to ask a question. My thing is, why? Why would you think, you know what I'm saying, they would prop something up like that knowing that it's really nothing? Or do they just think that people, because at this point in time, distrust the media? And the media, whatever they say, is going to go. So people are going to look at these people just from this picture. You know what I'm saying? Because we live in, you know, a visual type of society.
Honestly,
right now.
Honestly, the average sheep, they're going to think it's bigger than what it is. Because they follow the media, and they take that as gospel. They take that word as law. And then they probably have to make a quota as well, so they can get state funding and federal funding. And if they don't make that quota, then they probably lose that funding, so they prop up something minor to make it bigger than what it is.
That's right. Because actually, there's really nothing really going on unless they make something go on. Like that, if you would put that into a major, well, just say we're, you know, 20 minutes, 45 minutes away from us, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That would not be news That will be water on your bridge. That will be dog shit on the sidewalk. We will just walk around it. And it's just, my whole thing about it is, you know, there's people out there that get caught up in these things that legitimately have have issues as far as addiction issues, as far as they just need help. And they shouldn't be put in jail for things like that. Do you agree?
I do. I feel addicts need to go to rehab, not jail, because they're not getting better in jail. It's not helping them at all. But then again, the penitentiary system is no longer designed to help people. At one point, they say it was, but now it's meant to get money off of. There's stuffing people in there just to make money.
I mean, at the end of the day, I like to call it one of the best monopolies that have or ever seen, because basically you bring the drugs in, you know what I mean? You bring it in. We might be having some live radio here, folks, in a second. You bring the drugs in, you know what I'm saying? Then you basically, you give it away to the people, you know what I'm saying? And they get caught selling it, you know what I'm saying? They get caught selling it. They go to jail in your jails that they set it up with. If they don't go to jail, that's still fine, because you still get your kickback from however you get your kickback. So you know what I mean? It's all the way around. They are making money off the whole entire structure.
Exactly. And honestly, I personally feel that this is just putting too many people in jail for nonviolent crimes and shit that really shouldn't even be a crime. Like, if somebody want to smoke an L, let them. How is that harming you? They're doing it in your face. But if they're just walking down the street or something, minding their own business, let them smoke.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's the thing with what it is. It's like we live in a society where the government acts like they give a fuck so much about us. You know what I'm saying? But you do so much shit to try to fuck with us and set up all these laws to try to take our civil liberties and all that type of shit. But you turn around and act like you care if I smoke some weed, or act like you care if I'm in a dark alley shooting heroin between my toes. Like you give a fuck. Like, that's almost what's frustrating. It's almost like you almost know how a Jewish woman feels. Like, you know, her just getting smacked in the face and the person just telling you, I love you. Just smacking you, and just saying, I love you.
You know what? That actually does make sense, because that's basically what they're doing. They're hitting you with charges that really shouldn't even be a crime. That's your business in your life, and then telling you they do it because they care about you, when in all actuality they care about themselves and what they can gain from you. Just like an abusive husband or abusive partner. All they care about is what they can gain out of you.
And the whole thing, the thing is, and it's going back to that whole, you know, see if they can connect. It's like, it's almost like Tarur is like on old Roman shit. Like, if you can't put into the system or do anything for the system, you know what I mean? You might as well just fucking kill. You might just get killed. Because you're just a useless theater. Is that what they call them? Useless theaters. Plebs.
Yeah.
The plebs. Like, so, you know, even with that whole, this new shit where people getting the plug pulled on them and shit, and it's basically like, I feel as though even shit like that, we're like, man, you can't build into the structure or come, you know what I mean? You're useless. You might as well just pull the plug on you.
You know what? And I feel that's true as well. Like, if somebody's laying in a hospital just using up resources, they're looking at that like, I got to pay for this, and you don't have the money to pay for this. What are you here for? You're wasting our time when we could be making money off another patient. Click.
And also probably take your organs, you know, in the process.
Oh, yeah. Definitely will cut you up, take your organs out, and sell them back on the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We can definitely, you know, she wanna, we can, I think we pretty much proved her point on that there. You know what I mean? I mean, unless you got something else to say, because I definitely want to definitely, because a lot of things have happened. You know, you got the Baltimore thing to happen, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I definitely would like to hear what you just through your whole take on the whole Baltimore, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, you know, the whole, you know, just give me your social commentary about it. What do you feel?
Well, I mean, this may be a little wrong of me, but I personally want to compare it to the shooting in Texas. Like, you can only push people so far until they're ready to push back. Like, you know about the shooting in Texas and how that went down?
No, educate me.
All right. So, there was this cartoon festival in Texas where the head person wanted people to draw a picture of what they think the Prophet Muhammad would look like. So a group of Muslims went down there and shot it up. I don't think anybody got injured, but the suspects were killed.
I think I know what you're talking about. They tried to do some type of jihad, and they got killed by some good old boys, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of familiar, but I don't know all the details, but go ahead, continue the story.
I mean, I don't have all the details, but it's just like, my take on that is kind of similar to Baltimore, because when they started off, they were marching peacefully until people approached them with violence and things like that. I mean, the Texas shooting wasn't that severe, but it's like, in Muslim religion, it states the Prophet Muhammad is not to be shown. So what you're doing is directly shitting on everything they believe in. They're going to get mad. Now, do I feel it was necessary to shoot it up? Not at all, but they do have a right to be mad. Because
you think?
Because this isn't the first time that people just keep shitting on everything they believe in.
Hmm. See, I'm just
disrespecting everything they stand for.
Hmm. See, this is what a patriot in me might kick in and say, look, this is America. We have freedom of speech, especially if you're coming from a different country. You know what I mean? And best believe, I definitely do not believe, like, ISIS was in Texas. That's, let's just be clear about that.
Oh, no.
Anything
it wasn't
over, like, you know what I mean? And those are people that's from here. Those are, like, this is America. And if people want to draw pictures of whether it be Muhammad, whether it be Buddha, whether it be Satan, whether it be Jesus, whether it be, you know, I don't, Yahweh, whether it be Amun-Ra, whatever, you're allowed to do whatever you want to.
True. And I don't disagree with that. It's just know what you're getting yourself into when you sign up to do something like that. Knowing that some of these people, I'm not going to say all of them, but a small group are considered extremists. and will kill for what they believe in.
Okay, well, let's not get into that. I just want to get in your full take on the whole Baltimore thing. But I just wanted to just chime in on that before I forgot, because I don't have my notebook next to me. No, nothing. I can take my notes. Nothing. This is all, you know, this is all like freestyle off the dome. But, continue.
And honestly, like, the way I look at that is just, once, like, you keep hitting these people and you keep cuting these people and keep shooting at them and keep killing them, of course we're going to get mad. We're going to get mad and we're going to fight back. And you've seen it took an entire riot for something to actually happen. Now, do I feel they should have burnt down their own community? No. They should go to those rich people's areas and burn down their community. Make them suffer because they were the ones that were doing all the persecuting. Because that's what it stated. Like, when they walked into a rich, predominantly white area, that's when they were met with violence.
Hmm. Now, I have I have a better take on this, and not to say a better take because this is no debate. We're having a build. But me as a person, like I said, I'm not trying to act all fucking, you know, but I don't really watch a lot of news because I don't want it to affect my reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want it to be on my mind, because I'm a guy that really, really likes to mind my own business in every sense of the word, especially when it comes to stuff like that, because you become instantly reactionary about something that really does not have anything to do with you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I mean, I sound selfish and rude. But, you know, you're dealing with people to put out fake news. You're dealing with people that can just, I mean, I seen goddamn Forrest Gump, and they made him shake JFK's hand. You know what I'm saying? And that shit looked real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I know they can manipulate shit. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? But I know one thing. Rioting or looting is definitely not the solution. And I'll tell you why. Because you're still going back to, because you know all the laws. So I don't have to, it's not like I'm talking to you like you don't know. So it's like, you know, all these laws are sitting there for like all the Patriot Act laws, all these laws are just sitting there just to be for the right, waiting for the right crisis to be enacted.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And I was thinking about that too. Like, this could be the start of martial law if people do react to things like this. That's all the reason they would need to start making this a police state and everything on lockdown.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting to, but it's just like it'll be like martial law light, to where it's like you're just, you know, curfew and stuff, like curfew on New York the other, you know, a couple months back because it was cold outside or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but this is something you don't want to do, because what we're talking about is how they can have one agenda and have like three different things come out of that one thing. So basically you riot. Okay. These laws get kicked in too. Now you get now the city gets federal funding to rebuild. You know what I'm saying? So that's more money from other, you know what I'm saying? Then when they rebuild, it gets, you know, regentrification, to where they basically pushing people out that used to live, you know what I'm saying, in those areas, just like they basically did in Louisiana after Katrina. Like, nobody went home. Nobody went back. They tore those down and made those into, like, townhouses to where the people that, you know, used to live there could not even afford to live there anymore. My solution for that, in which everybody will probably just be like, yo, you're crazy, is will be basically do nothing. And I know it's tough. You got to do that as a collective, because, you know, my whole thing about it is, if everybody ever talked to me and said, if you want to change the world, everybody needs to quit their job. But everybody has to do it together, because I always said, I don't think the guy that some old 87-year-old guy from Comcast knows how to get up on a goddamn pole to turn off your cable, or the guy, you know what I'm saying, or they don't know how to do it. They're old dudes. They just don't know how to do it, but it just takes the collective to do it. So, therefore, if I was them, you'd have to organize first, you know what I'm saying, and everybody just stay at home. Don't go to work, just like Dr. King did it when they did the thing with the boycott. You know what I'm saying? You know how much staying, and that's how you hurt anybody, is in their pockets. They stop making money, you know what I'm saying? You're going to answer some questions. And you even know, like, with special interest, you know what I'm saying? When you deal with special interest, whoever got the most money is the people with the voices. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just another thing. Like, as a community, period. Like, you know, black people got to get their paper up and try to set some type of thing. But not even let's not get the paper. Let's just forget that and just leave it where we was at. Like, because now you're going to have a whole lot of people mad and stuff like that there. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care if they get mad or not, but it's like the thing is, you don't want to tear, just like you said, you don't want to tear your own shit up. You know what I mean? You definitely don't want to tear your own things up. And like, I definitely want to discuss something else, but I'm going to go ahead and let you get ahead and get down, because I know you might have a couple things to say as far as getting some things done. I'm going to need like 2 minutes, so you just hold down the mic real quick and you go ahead and talk about whatever, and I'll be right back.
All right. So these past 2 weeks, we made a few videos. We got one out, Crush Remington, Rojo Inferno, Pittsburgh Zoo. Crush Remington's Pittsburgh Piracy mixtape's going to be coming out. We got like 2 more videos coming out. Not going to speak on those quite yet until they're out. I don't want to spoil nothing or leak nothing. For the most part, just been living, enjoying life, kicking back. I mean, I really ain't come with any topics prepared. Just usually go off of what smoke gives me. I don't mind sitting here talking about nothing, though. This is what I do every day. But it would be nice for him to hurry up, though. Leave me out here stranded and whatnot on live air. Oh, well, this live air.
Okay, I'm back. I said you real quick. I was just trying to look up something real quick.
I came with nothing prepared.
I see you're struggling, and just struggling in there, you know what I'm saying, to throw you to the wolf. So I just want to let everybody know, if you want to talk to us, the number is 347-989-0202. You got to hit the 1 button, because we don't have the sexy European lady saying you have to hit the 1 button no more. I don't know what's up with that. That was kind of a cool feature, wasn't it? But yeah, man, and that just And that's another thing I just wanted to definitely pick your brain about, because what do you think about, like, what's all springing up about the new Black Lives Matter movement and all that? What do you think about that? What is your views on that?
Well, the thing on that is, I mean, yeah, all lives matter, but what's real and what's an illusion? That's the question. Like, are people, like, do people really care, or are they getting on board for their 15 seconds of fame? That's what I want to know. Like, are they just jumping on this thing because it's trendy, or are they really for a cause? And then another question is there really a cause to be had, because is all this really happening? Because like you said, a lot of that shit is staged. I've seen a lot of it too. Like, a lot of these supposedly killings and shootings and shit really didn't happen. So my question is it a distraction? What are they distracting you from? Is this real? And who's really for it? Which would be my questions, and I would have to do some research and find out.
Well, I think that should even be a movement per se. I think it should be a mantra. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think yeah. that it should be like it shouldn't take, because my whole thing, that's it. That's my whole thing when I have discussions with people that subscribe to religion. I say to them, like, a lot of things that you don't even need to say. You don't even need to know. It's already in you. Like, you already know you don't need to be killing nobody. You know, you already know you don't need to be stealing off nobody. You already know, you understand what I'm saying? So when you come to something like a Black Lives Matter, it should be like, wait a minute, it's not like even All Lives Matter. We shouldn't even have to be saying this. So it's like, it's almost to a point where it's almost, I feel like some of these things are bringing us back to, like, down to a primitive stage, like, to where it's like, we're not even supposed to fucking know that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know that.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't know
people
that.
Are,
like, you know what I'm saying? It's almost to a point to where it's like, wait a minute, this shouldn't even be a thing. You know what I mean? This is something that we should all know. This is something that should be already in us. Period.
True, but at the same time, that's how low the bar is now. Where common sense is no longer common, and the obvious has to be pointed out for somebody to get it.
Wow. Now that's the thing too, because that's where we're getting at. It's been so we've been so lowered. People have been so lowered that you have to be told to care about another person now. You with me, or did you fall off?
Yeah. No, I'm still here.
Okay.
And, yeah, just like you see an old lady struggling to get across the street, you shouldn't have to think twice about going to help her. You shouldn't have to be told, oh, go help her. It's the right thing to do. You should already know.
Well, I've came to a conclusion, and we're in a sad state, that I do believe that a lot of people just need to be told what to do. You know what I mean? Like, certain people, if somebody's not telling you that something's what's up, then they won't know. They really won't know. Like, when is the last time something, like, organically started from music? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on a higher frequency. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing organic. Everything is like on a lower chakra, on a lower level. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
Yeah.
Like you can't. So that's what I'm saying. This is. It's almost like it's the vibe. It's the norm. It's almost cool to be stupid. It's almost cool to be. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know. You can't even look at it and just say, like, man, and look at certain situations and say, listen, this has nothing to do about no skin color or nothing like that. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
True. In that case, if you realize, that means the programming has won. People have been devolved down to that point where they can't differentiate between right and wrong, between what makes sense and what doesn't, between what you should already know and what you have to learn and what has to be pointed out for you. And once you're dependent on somebody else for shit that you should be able to do yourself, they won. Because now you have to turn to them for guidance. You have to turn to them for direction. You have to turn to them to know what's going on in your life and how to maintain yourself. Bravo. They won.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we'll go into it because I definitely want to get in the segue, and I want to, while the clip is playing, brother, my grand partner, homie, put up something on the internet earlier on the Facebook, and I quote you, it says, we're getting an uproar when a police officer kills a young black man, but when a young black man kills another black man, it's looked as good as the norm, and nobody cares. Why is that? Now, before you give your answer, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is not no debate. Before you give your answer, I definitely want you to check this out real quick first. All right?
Connected to a real-life situation about babies killing babies in Chicago, street wars taking place, the rise of the young killers, the rise of the youth. You understand?
Killer
that shit is compelling.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Where did we come from? What were we encapsulated in our earlier years? Alpo's documentaries on Alpo. The documentary about Witch Porter, Guy Fisher.
Remember all of that?
Yeah. Wayne Perry. You know what I'm saying? So we was indoctrinated with the killers, the weight movers. Who was directly connected to that? Who gave us the soundtrack? Jay-Z. Okay?
Oh, now. Good.
You know? Then you had your Biggie era. Sex, Money, Murder. All the nigga know is compelling. Why was you niggas watching The Wire every fucking week? You know what I mean?
Compelling.
Why is you niggas watching every single movie, the Menaces and all of this other stuff? It's compelling. Sex, Money, Murder.
Right.
Black murder. Black death. It's a death culture. We've already talked about this. We belong to a death culture. Yes, we're not pro-life. We don't belong to a pro-life culture. We belong to a culture that has embraced death in all of its facets. But black on black death, unfortunately, because niggas ain't putting in no kind of work against anybody other than themselves. So it ties, right? We're going to get into this Rick Ross statement about, you know, rap music being a government tool, because it is definitely a government tool, because the crack culture is a government tool. In the era of the rap that we see right now, it is a byproduct and is a remnant. And there's a motherfucking
it's the direct result
of the crack era.
It's an arm.
It's an arm. It's a hydra. It's a head of the crack era. This modern day trap. I don't fuck the beats and all that. Yo, the drum patterns with niggas. You know what I mean? Boof that. Let's just cover the whole thing. Don't go. You don't have to get all lost in it. The whole thing. The fashion. The lingo. The music. Everything. The attitude. The mentality. How you spend your money, how you don't spend your money, how you became a consumer slave, the health, the non-health factor, abortions, rapes, robberies, all of it is tied into what Rick Ross helped usher in with these motherfucking demons of the CIA. I saw the movie,
recent.
Peace.
Whoa. Wes, you on there, buddy? I was having some trouble with the board real quick, man. You got you in there?
All right. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm good. That was Red and Blue Pill from Nota Ledge Radio. You can check them guys out here and Brother Rich on Blog Talk Radio, Nota Ledge Radio. You know what I'm saying? That was just a little clip that I heard from another show. I'm going to ask you what you think about that, what we just heard right there, and then we'll just slide into the brother's statement on Facebook.
I mean, I have to disagree at one point. What we have now is not a remnant of that crack era. It's an evolution. Because it's taken everything about that era and has made it worse. Has took it and pushed the envelope. And that's basically what, like, I want to say our generation, our culture, our music has strived for. This was the end result that they wanted. And they got it.
See, and I'm going
to... So do I say, is it the head of a Hydra? No, it's the full-blown Hydra. This is the full-blown beast that they wanted.
I'm gonna focus on one part of it, you know, because, you know, and it was the whole death culture, the whole, and you're a guy, you know, plays the video games, and you know, just certain games, it's all about the kills. The music we hear, you know what I'm saying, it's all about the kills and who got the most bodies. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, we, you know, if you're a person of a certain age, you might, yeah, you listen for lyrics, that's, but now it's about if you're not living that life, and we keep on having this discussion, and it's, you know what I mean, and it keeps on coming back. You know what I'm saying? It's basically, if you're not about that life, it's us. We're the one that's feeding right back into it. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, hey, nobody's making a stand and saying, no, this is not what's popping. You know what I'm saying? If we're like you, like I would, there's a lot of people, right? I wouldn't say that they're like conscious, but they're conscious. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they wanna know certain things. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're gonna go full out and start, you know, studying ancient Kemet or anything like that, or you know what I'm saying, or you know, anything like that. But it's like they just, you know, they just wanna be, you know, say basic laws or something like that, you know, stuff that we all just, you know. But even them people, they're not. Like jamming, I mean, they're jamming, like, and I don't want to always say like Common and Talib, but the hell with it. We'll just say those just because that's a cliche thing to say. They're not buying that stuff. You know what I mean? The average consumer's not buying that because that's not the frequency that it's on right now. It's lower level than we just said before. And I do believe it's a death culture. I do believe that. I do. People are infatuated with death. Ever since it came out the womb, people has been infatuated. In the end, it's like he said, the shit for certain people, that shit is compelling. When you can live vicariously through somebody else's shit and watch them, you know, people get killed like it's a damn video game.
Ugh. Yeah, I completely agree. People are infatuated with death and the idea of killing. People are pro-death and, like, really against, I don't want to say against life, but they just enjoy the idea of death. They enjoy the idea of killing another person.
or seen another other person get killed. Like, nobody even, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm a dude that just pays attention to detail, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, if I'm watching a movie, I'm, like, looking for, like, the esoteric value in it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking for symbols and things of that nature. But I said this to somebody in a conversation, but, you know what I mean? I was watching the Transformers, right? You know what I'm saying? And the Transformers were in the middle of a highway. It was in some city, wherever the Transformers takes place at. And, I mean, they were on, you know, the freeway or highway, wherever they are, you know, some big shit. You know what I'm saying? And the Transformers was in there tearing shit up, fighting in the middle of the damn, you know what I'm saying? The street, and you know what I mean, and I'm thinking, like, I wonder how many people watched this movie, gave a fuck about those people on the freeway, and just kept their eyes locked on these two robots that have no fucking soul, that don't mean nothing. I really want to know how many people cried for Optimus Prime. Because.
Well, you could say the same thing about superhero movies when they're fighting in the middle of the cities and them shits is being all the way destroyed, buildings is being toppled and shit. Who knows if it's the people in the buildings?
No, nobody gives a shit about the people in the buildings.
Who notices the people that are under a car that just been flipped and sent like 5 blocks down the street?
Nobody notices though. Those people are dead or super fucked up or something like that, and nobody cares about them. But just to try to get around to the conversation of with the homie put up there on the book, and it's like, the thing is, we have been conditioned through our music as black people that, you know, it's all right. It's all right. You already know the slang. You already see the memes. You already know niggas get killed every day, B. Niggas get shot every day, B. You know what I'm saying? You hear the songs. Don't let me catch a body. I mean, shit, motherfuckers is dancing to that shit. In the middle of, let me see, in the middle of the whole Darren Wilson situation, when he killed the dude, when he killed the young king and shit, the hottest song on the radio was Hot Nigga by Bobby Shmurda. That means,
honestly,
like,
and I've been in that situation where I've been the sober nigga in the bar looking around, looking at what they're listening to and what they're celebrating and thinking to myself, this is some demonic shit.
It ain't funny, but it's just the way he said it. Yeah, like, people, yeah, they're definitely in a trance. You know what I mean? They're definitely altered when that shit comes on. But it hits that door, you know what I mean? And it's like, and I'll tell you like this, if you trying to call in, just try to hang out, the board is totally shot on me. But it happens like that on Blog Talk. So Wes, please try to keep your audio tight, because there's no way I couldn't even mute you at all at this point.
All right, I stepped out on the porch. I'm going to go back in. I was getting a little stuffy in the studio.
Are y'all in the studio?
Yeah, Reno went to bed, though.
But, man.
Yeah, like, as I was saying, it might be like a matter of time before they're dancing on top of dead bodies, not giving a fuck. How soon is it before that happens?
I mean, that stuff is happening. Like, but we just don't see it. People getting trampled and ball. I mean, in concerts, and you go to one of them fucking you see one of them EDM concerts and shit like that, man. That's just ridiculous. You know what I mean? those things are ridiculous. But I just want to know, like, because the brother had a good point. Like, he said, hey, man, people respect the shooter, but never, you know, cares about the person that gets shot. But it always flips upon, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, we're the ones that's accepting the vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're saying, well, hey, because it wouldn't go down. It wouldn't go down if, as a collective, we say, well, you know what, or at least get it locked into her head that, yo, this is entertainment. And that's the whole thing about it, is people they can't leave it at that it's just entertainment. People really believe that shit. People really believe that certain people is like that. So they take on the persona of their favorite artist, and it only happens in hip-hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't see, I mean, well, I can say as far as dress, you know, as far as other genres of music, people always, like, pick up little things. But they're not trying to kill each other. You know what I mean? About, you know what I mean? Like that's the funniest thing I heard on the Beef series was, dude. And he broke it down so cool and smooth, but it was so basic, but it hit hard. Like, yo, could you imagine if the Four Tops had beef with the Temptations?
That would be weird.
Yeah. Like, the men and, you know, I think there was some type of rivalry between Boyz II Men and Jodeci, though.
There might have been, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure they kept it friendly competition.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Everybody has.
Like, who can sell the most records?
Yeah. I mean, take a person that's doing something you don't think they're the best. It's just somebody that's playing. You know what I mean? I quote that from Curtis, 50 Cent Jackson, my favorite rapper on the planet. I ain't got to clap. So I'm gonna clap myself. You know what I mean? But this thing about, like, not having no board really, really, really sucks, because I definitely had a... It does, because I can't really regulate the show the way I want to. I mean, I can't, because we can sit here and just bust it up all day, but I don't know how much time I got left. I don't know if, you know what I'm saying, I can't see if somebody's trying to hit the one button.
It's 9:59 now.
Right. Well, you know what I'm saying, I darted my computer, but let's just keep this flowing anyway. This is live radio, people, and this is what happens sometimes. You know, the boards. This site is just too busy, period, man. I ain't complaining about it. It's just that it's just a busy site. It's, you know, so I might have to, like I said, I might take my show on the road and go somewhere else. Maybe we might start dealing with the visual or something like that here shortly. But right now we're going to power through with Blog Talk. You know what I mean? Shout out to Blog Talk. You know what I mean? But, yeah, actually, because I definitely want to get into that music. And like I said, my mixtape is done. Up and Smoke Radio is done. I just got to get my little, get my sequence and my little, you know, get my little drops and all that stuff like that. That's going to be exclusive, limited edition copies of that here. Actually, I'll probably be down there one day this week to do some artwork. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's the only thing I got to do. It's actually done. Actually, it's sequenced and everything is done. So that's done. What else is going on? I don't know what else is going on here. But, yeah, man. But like I was saying, you know, you were saying, let's get back to it. You were saying about you was out and you feel as though people are like demonic?
Almost, yeah. I would say demonic.
Was it the drugs, the combination of drugs and the music, or is it a vibe that you feel? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, It's just that general vibe that I pick up, that people are so happy and so just open and comfortable with death and killing other people and won't think twice about it.
If she ain't about that murder game. But, yeah, and, you know, people would do the finger, you know, acting it out, doing the finger guns and all that there.
Yeah.
But let me see what's going on here, man. I'm trying to do the report, because before I even, I definitely want the listeners to hear the new record by you and Mr. Crush Remington. You know what I mean? Because I think it's hot fire. Yeah.
Now, I do want to put a disclaimer out there before people, like, really listen to what I was saying, listen to the verse, and decide they want to call me a hypocrite. The song was about what we see, not about what we do. Doesn't mean we're happy about it. Just means this is what we see in Pittsburgh.
Right. Well, we're going to go into that, man. And let me see, because my board is up, but it's so free. Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, there it is right here. Let's see if we can get into it. Let's see. Yeah, it's better. Let's just keep the conversation flowing for a little bit, because I definitely, before anything happens again, I definitely want to cover that again, and like I said before, you know what I'm saying, it's the glorification of Black Death, or just death period, but it's basically, like, just to answer what he was saying, is because the programming that's out there, you know what I'm saying, that the Black Lives, and that's what we was, you know, that's why I was trying to connect it, not to say I was trying to walk you into anything. It was like, that's why, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing is happened almost, seems like mine almost had to pop up, because you had to be literally told this because you've been shoved down, especially, okay, if you have a program out there that's saying that you come from slavery, who really gives a fuck about you anyway? So they're not going to cover the news, they're not going to cover us really all like that in a good light anyway, just because you don't think about us as, like, I don't want to say not, obviously you do, because if you have to put out the tagline Black Lives Matter, and believe me, if that's popping or trending, believe me, that guarantees you some corporation around behind it. That's right, what happened with the whole Trayvon thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had to stop, because once they got that money, it's all about, hey, let's get together for all mankind. It ain't about, you know, Black Lives Matter. It's about all mankind matters, because once you get that funding, you can't really talk no more. Can't really explain.
Damn. Wow. Well, yeah, at the end of the day, everything that happens now is about making a dollar.
Well, we know this. We live in a capitalist society. So, you know, capitalism has no moral base. So you can pretty much do anything you want to do to make a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Really, like, I'm surprised, and actually, to all my entrepreneurs out there, here's a shirt for you right now. lives matter. Sell it for $5 a crack. There you go. Easy shirt. Easy shirt. But, yeah, man, I wanted to discuss that, you know, real quick, like, but I'm going to definitely abbreviate this show. The board is acting crazy. I got a lot of things to do also. I got some things to handle. But I will definitely get into the new record, like, right now, New Crush Remington. See, it ain't even playing. There it is. New Crush Remington. Is it even on? It ain't even on.
Damn.
Look, board just crashed. It's in the play that the board just crashed. All right, people, man, we have some. It's stupid. That's what I'm saying. I want to bark, but it's okay. Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm always on that saucy shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm too hot up to be going through this right now. So I just like to thank everybody for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for your time. You out there on the internet. I didn't even get the chat room popping. Hey, Wes, you know we got a chat room popping. I forgot all about it, even to tell the people how to get there, but I'm sorry, it's acting crazy.
Oh, wait,
what time is it?
Chat room?
What time?
I don't even think I've been to the chat room.
Mm-mm. No.
Are you talking about the video?
I've been at one time, but at the end of the day, what time is it?
It is 10:08.
Yeah, so, shit. You only let me in 28 minutes of a show. We want an hour and 8 minutes. So, like I said, we'll check you back next Tuesday. Next Wednesday. Or, you know, if I feel like popping up and doing another show during the week or any other day, I'll definitely let you know. Wes, tell other people how to get at you. Before you do, you can people, I hate this part of the show, but you can hit me up on Twitter. Smoke the Dog One. And Smoke for Mayor on Instagram. That's dumb.
Alrighty.
But go ahead.
I got a lot of plugs, so let's just go. Y'all can reach me on my Facebook, Rojo Inferno. Y'all can reach me on my few other Facebooks, Medieval Records, MID, Evil Records. There's also Joust Battle League. Y'all can reach me there. Y'all can also reach me on my Twitter, Rojo Inferno. And if y'all don't know how to spell Rojoinferno, Rojoinferno, you can find me on Facebook or Twitter. Would give y'all my personal page, but that's too much. All right, those are my plugs.
Okay. And but on that note, peace out, everybody.
All right, y'all. We out.
Yep.